Chicago morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. It is time for your morning update for this Thursday, April 28th, brought to you by Alternative Health in Grand Forks, your go-to trusted medical providers that offer therapeutic benefits of cannabis and are qualified to prescribe medical marijuana. Dr. Charlotte Ewalls, she's a licensed medical professional in both North Dakota and Minnesota. You don't need a referral. And she will assist patients with a natural and a holistic approach for pain management and increased quality of life. Now offering medical marijuana assessment for North Dakota and Minnesota residents in conjunction with alternative therapy referrals. For more information, check out AlternativeHealthGF.com. You can email info at AlternativeHealthGF.com or call 701-317-1747. Make sure you call for that appointment. They're in the Happy Harry's Complex on Gateway Drive in Grand Forks. For a better life, it's Alternative Health in Grand Forks. Well, our weather today, cloudy skies, might get some rain later on this afternoon. It's definitely coming. Our high today, though, right around 52 degrees. Crash of a military drone near the Grand Forks Air Force Base last August being blamed now on pilot error. According to an Air Combat Command statement from RQ, aircraft was flying a mission in the local military operating area when the mission control element experienced a workstation lockup. Now, according to the report, the aircraft did not descend as planned because the mission control element pilot failed to sever the ground communications interface with the RQ-4 before it reached the initial approach fix. That's around 4,000 feet too high. Now, neither the launch and recovery element pilot nor instructor pilot were aware of the discrepancy in altitude. Aircraft commenced an approach to land at the Air Force Base, overshot the base, crashed into a farm field about 6.5 miles north of the runway. Aircraft valued at about $64 million was destroyed in that accident. Well, a young woman out on police ride-along in Grand Forks, well, she got a little more than she bargained for. 20-year-old Sarah Hall was in a police vehicle that crashed with another vehicle while responding to a theft in progress at the Rock Bottle Shop around 8 o'clock the other night. Hall and Officer Nicholas Fladlin, along with the driver in the other vehicle, 23-year-old Tyler Williamson of Thief River Falls, were taken to All True with non-life-threatening injuries. All were treated and released. A passenger in Williamson's vehicle declined a medical treatment. Crash is still under active investigation. No charges have been forwarded yet. Well, the police need your help finding a teen who was reported missing nearly 2 weeks ago. East Grand Forks police say 14-year-old Sheldon Ness was last seen on April 15th. Police describe him as white with sandy hair and blue eyes. He's also described as 5'3", weighs around 100 pounds. If you have any information, call police at 218-773-1104. Well, it's that time of the day now for your Moe's Daily Dish. How about a spinach and andouille sausage frittata with smoked provolone, tomatoes, and potatoes with mixed greens and your choice of toast? It's only $11 today at Moe's. Sounds delicious, doesn't it? Try it today at Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, routine childhood immunization rates, including those for measles, polio, and meningitis, declined during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in a statewide awareness campaign, the North Dakota Department of Health and Grand Forks Public Health are teaming up to remind North Dakotans to pay attention to prevention and encourage citizens to take action to protect against disease by contacting their doctor or trusted health care provider to make sure they and their children are up to date on routine wellness immunizations to protect against diseases like measles, meningitis, tetanus, and shingles. Now, Grand Forks County is encouraging parents to make an appointment for a well child check and visit with their doctor about the benefits of routine wellness immunizations. Now, cost should not be a barrier to getting your child immunized. Children who are American Indian, on Medicaid, uninsured, whose insurance does not cover vaccines can receive the vaccine at no cost through the Vaccines for Children program. Now, to make an immunization appointment, contact your health care provider or call Grand Forks Public Health at 701-787-8100. And finally, in sports, Joe Ryan threw 7 innings of one-hit ball. Max Kepler stayed hot with a pair of dingers as the streaking Minnesota Twins defeated the Detroit Tigers 5-0 last night. Two teams will play again today at noon. NHL Minnesota Wild host Calgary tonight at 7. Boys High School Baseball, Valley City at Grand Forks Central at 5 o'clock. Girls Softball, Shanley at Central at 4:30. Grand Forks Red Rivers at Fargo Davies at 6:15. Girls Soccer, Fargo Shanley at Central. Grand Forks Red River at Fargo South. Those games are 7 o'clock. And girls tennis today, Grand Forks Red River at Fargo North. Grand Forks Central is at Fargo Shanley. Matches start at 4 o'clock. Well, there you go. That is your morning update with special thanks to C&H Insurance of East Grand Forks. We begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. Now, this concept remains to be their priority today. They strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and the best customer service possible. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience. They're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Arizona. For all your insurance needs, you know what? Grand Forks' best source. We insure through C&H. Get a hold of Justin, Jody, or Tammy at 218-773-0287. Or you can stop by. They're at 1427 Central Avenue Northwest at East Grand Forks. C&H Insurance over on the east side. Well, Dirty Thursday brought to you by the River City Speedway at 11 o'clock today. And we talk with Keith Cumming about Greenbush Race Park's schedule for this season and more. All right, make sure you tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You'll never miss a show that way. And become a patron on Podbean to qualify for all sorts of cool stuff, all right? Hey, Grand Forks, it's an awesome place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.